Good morning and welcome to our Lord's Day service, and we do hope that the service is a blessing to you. We want to welcome especially today Katie Dahl, who will be ministering to us with her music, and we want to wish a very special Father's Day to her husband, who is home with son Guthrie, and I'm just so delighted that he can do this for Katie. And one day they'll be together again once the pandemic ends, and we will certainly welcome both of them back. We want to wish a happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. I want to especially wish happy Father's Day to my husband, who is here every week operating the Mevo, and we want to also remember all those dads whom we've lost, who we remember in our thoughts, and who we thank God for each and every day. Let us turn our hearts to worship the Lord.
Wash my eyes that I may see the yellow return to the willow tree. Open my ears that I may hear the river running swift and clear. And please, wash my eyes, and please open my ears . Wash this world that is one place, but wears a mad and a fearful face. Let the cruel raging cease. Let the children sleep in peace. And please, wash this world and please let the children sleep. Our
call to worship is taken from Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot contain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the grave, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. A reflection is by Barbara Axelson, entitled, His Word Like a Fire. The psalmist mentions the multitude of anxieties within me, and we immediately know what he means. Today, multitude does indeed describe the amount of bad news we are dealing with, including the pandemic, racial injustice, protests, rage, the inability of government to agree on almost anything, and whatever our personal anxiety includes, from health concerns, economic hardship, loss of dear ones, and general rudeness we are encountering on a daily basis. Jeremiah, that beleaguered prophet, complained that when he spoke for the Lord, he was criticized and taunted, even by friends, but he said God's word was like a fire in his heart. Therefore, he was compelled to speak for him. The prophet said of the word, I cannot hold it in. May that be true of all of us. Please join us in singing hymn number 456, This Is My Father's World.
To this part of the service where we bring our prayer concerns and our praise reports. It is a joy to report about our community. We had a food giveaway a few days ago, and we were just so overwhelmed by all the volunteers that came out, by all the families that came, and it was a wonderful time. They gave away over 200 boxes of food. And we're so delighted for the love and the compassion that we see in our community. We want to remember in our prayer a member of our K's brother Steve, who is undergoing extensive surgery. We want to remember a member of our community who has had many unfortunate outcomes after undergoing COVID-19 and he is still dealing with all the awful side effects of that virus. So we want to remember Tom in our prayers. We want to remember Kay, who is still in rehab and is hoping to get home this week. We want to remember Dean. We want to remember baby Jaden in our prayers. And Pat, Oscar's widow. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we are so grateful that we can come together in a time of great anxiety, in a time of distress, and we see goodness all around us. We're so grateful for the people who organized the food giveaway. We're so grateful for the farmers, so grateful for those who have deep compassion for their community. We would remember those in need today. We ask that you would be with Steve as he undergoes surgery, that the divine physician would be with him at all steps of the way through his surgery and recovery. We would remember our friend Tom. We ask that you would strengthen him, that you would give to him your grace, your peace, and your strength as he battles these illnesses. We would remember Kay in rehab, and we ask that each and every day she might feel your strength and your power within her. That Dean would be given hope during this awful time in his life. That baby Jaden would regain strength. And that Pat would have your arms of comfort around her as she mourns the loss of her beloved. We bring ourselves to you today. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your peace. We ask it in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Our first scripture lesson is taken from the prophet Jeremiah. O Lord, you have enticed me, and I was enticed. You have overpowered me, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all day long. Everyone mocks me, for whenever I speak, I must cry out. I must shout, violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and a derision all day long. If I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, then within me there is something like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. For I hear many whispering, terror is all around. Denounce him. Let us denounce him. All my close friends are watching for me to stumble. Perhaps he can be enticed, and we can prevail against him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a dread warrior. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble, and they will not prevail. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord of hosts, you test the righteous. You see the heart and the mind. Let me see your retribution upon them, for to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hands of the evildoers. Our second lesson is taken from the book of Psalms. Unless the Lord has been my help, my soul would soon have settled in silence. If I say, my foot slips. Your mercy, O Lord, will hold me up. In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comforts delight my soul. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in the Father's wise bestowment, I have no cause for worry or for fear. He whose love is kind beyond all measure gives to me each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mixing toil with peace and rest. Every day, the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith, sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meet me, there to take as from a father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till with Christ the Lord I stand.
Katie sang that beautiful hymn in honor of her grandfather, Delmar. That is Delmar's favorite hymn. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. If we as a nation and we as a church are to get through these dark times, we need some tools. And by getting through, I do not mean going back to the way things were. By getting through the pandemic, I am hoping that we emerge a much more compassionate people. By getting through these times of racial unrest, I am hoping that we do not go back to normal, because normalcy cut out many of our brothers and sisters. I hope we can emerge a just nation. And if we're going to do that, there are three tools that we as a church need in order to be leaders, in order to get through it ourselves. The first tool is compassionate truth-telling. The second tool is lament. And the third tool is sustaining power. And I figured the best guide we have to all of those tools is the great prophet Jeremiah. His nation was going through turmoil. They were beset and besieged by larger nations. And at the time that he was preaching, the Babylonian Empire was on the rise. And they were vacuuming up little city-states like Judah. Now the people of Judah, the leaders of Judah, were saying to their people, if we only keep to our temple practices, if we only do certain things, if we stand united, we're going to beat back the Babylonians. The prophets were saying that God would soon come and rescue them. Even as people were taken off to Babylonia, the prophets were saying to the people, don't worry, God's going to call you back really soon. And I guess God got tired of people lying about him. So God called Jeremiah. And Jeremiah said, I don't want the job. Because he knew that the job was something that nobody else wanted to do and that nobody wanted to listen to. Who wants to listen to someone saying, you know, we're going to all die. We're going to be taken away to Babylon. Babylon wins, we lose. Who wants to hear that? It reminds me when I look at social media and there are numbers placed up about COVID-19 and the deaths and the illnesses, and I saw one post that said, this is getting old. Well, it might be getting old, but it is the truth. And so God wanted Jeremiah to tell the truth. Now, it wasn't the truth just to beat people over the head. Compassionate truth-telling is about saving people's lives. And that's what Jeremiah did, because he told the people, look, if you want to save your life, go over to the Babylonians, give yourselves up, and at least your life will be saved. And many people did that. To the ones who were already in exile, he wrote a letter, and he said, don't look to come back here. Seek for the good of the villages you're in, and forge your life there. He was saving their lives because he knew it would be decades before they could come back home. And if they did not put roots down in Babylon, they would founder. So his compassionate truth-telling was to save a life. And I'm sure it saved many lives, but boy, did it get the authorities angry at him. They accused him of treason. It's awfully hard to tell the truth when you know nobody wants to hear it, and especially when it's a hard truth. But God compels us to tell the truth even when people don't want to hear it. As long as it's a compassionate truth and we are trying to save lives, we have to tell the hard truths. That's one tool. But there's another tool, and that is the function of lament. Now, I know that if I called a meeting together and I said, we're going to do an hour of lament, I want you all to come because we're going to lament. We don't even want to do that at funerals. We call funerals celebrations of life, even though the person's dead. Why? We don't like to lament. So when terrible things happen, we have no recourse. And what many of us do is take our marbles and go home and just ignore God. But Jeremiah didn't do that. Jeremiah lamented. And he came at God, not saying, God, I feel bad and I'm so sad, God, and I wish you'd help me. No, he put on his boxing gloves. And he said, I'm going to go a few rounds with God. And so he told God, you've deceived me and you enticed me. He did not like God at certain points. And you notice that God never says to Jeremiah, I'm so disappointed in you. Why didn't you have faith in me? Why are you saying such terrible things? In fact, if you read the Bible, the people who were taking God seriously, all at one point or another, put on their boxing gloves. There is a time where we need to have lament. And when people are lamenting, rather than being dismissive of them, we need to sit in that lament because we have to take seriously the suffering of the world. And that's what Jeremiah did. He took it seriously. And so there is a role in the church for lament. And perhaps it's time we not hurry along to the next mountaintop experience, but sit in that valley of lament. But then there's a third tool. After Jeremiah pours out his heart to God and he tells him that he's deceptive and he doesn't really like him much, what happens after that? It seems like God's Holy Spirit came into Jeremiah, and after all his complaining and griping, he said, "But the Lord is with me." And he ends his lament by saying, "Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord." Now, he couldn't have done that on his own. And church, we cannot do it on our own. When we are telling the truth and nobody wants to listen to us, it can wear on our psyches. And we need to lament, but we also need to know that the Spirit of Almighty God does not abandon us during these times. The psalmist put it best when it said, "Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul would soon have settled in silence. Your mercy holds me up. In the multitude of my anxieties, your comforts delight my soul." And in every generation, the Holy Spirit of God comes to delight our soul, to give us the sustenance that we need. And the sustenance that we need is not just so we feel better, it's so then we can go back and continue to be compassionate truth tellers. May it be said of us during this difficult time that we tell the truth even when people don't want to hear it, that our truth telling will save lives, that when we are in suffering, that we lament, and that we know that underneath us at all times are the everlasting arms. Amen.
When I closed my eyes so I would not see, my Lord did trouble me. When I let things stand that should not be, my Lord did trouble me. When I held my head too high, too proud, my Lord did trouble me. When I raised my voice too little or too loud, my Lord did trouble me. Did trouble me with a word or sign, with the ringing of the bell in the back of my mind. Did trouble me, did stir my soul for to make me human, to make me whole. When I slept too long, slept too deep, my Lord did trouble me. Put a worrisome vision into my sleep, my Lord did trouble me. When I held myself away and apart, my Lord did trouble me. And the tears of my brother didn't move my heart, my Lord did trouble me. Did trouble me with a word of sight, trouble me. of this I'm sure, of this I know. My Lord will trouble me, whatever I do, wherever I go. My Lord will trouble me, in the whisper of the wind, in the rhythm of a song. My Lord will trouble me, to keep me on the path where I belong. My Lord will trouble me. Trouble me with the word of sign, with the ringing of the bell in the back of my mind. Will trouble me, will stir my soul for to make me human, to make me whole, make me human.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.